Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day to gather by the radio and study His precious Word together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning in our Bible to the book of Luke, chapter number 18, and I'm reading the first verse and continue the study that I was in on yesterday on the promises of prayer. If you've been with us throughout the days of this week, I began a message on Monday on the subject of prayer and praying for missions, and we looked at the purpose of prayer. Matthew chapter number 6, verse number 5, 6, and 7, and we saw the negative purpose of prayer was that we're not to pray to be seen of men, and we're not to pray to be heard of men, but we're to pray to be seen and heard of God. Then we saw the place of prayer. Our Lord said in verse number 6, "When thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and the Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." So we looked at the purpose of praying, we looked at the place of praying, and then we looked at the pattern of praying. In Matthew chapter 6, verse number 9, down through verse number 13, there's three things that I gave you in that pattern of praying. First of all, I said to you that prayer is approaching God. And we approach God with reverence. We approach God with relationship. We approach God with resignation. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And then we saw second that prayer was asking God. Four petitions are given in that model prayer. First of all, he said, "Give us." Then he said, "Forgive us." Then he said, "Lead us." And then he said, "Deliver us." And those four aspects cover the basics of all our Christian life. And so we can pray about everything that comes into our life. And then we saw not only that prayer is approaching God, and prayer is adoring God, prayer is asking of God, but thirdly we saw that prayer is adoring God. He closes that model prayer by simply saying, "For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever." We honor His kingship. Thine is a kingdom. We honor His majesty and the glory. And then we honor His authority, the power. And then we honor His eternality forever. And so we looked at all of these from Matthew chapter number 6. And then I began on yesterday looking at the promises of prayer that God makes in His Word to those who will pray. The Bible said in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse number 14, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land." What a promise. Then the Bible said in Psalms 55:17, the psalmist said, "Evening, morning, and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice." Psalms 91, verse number 1, the Bible said, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." And then in Jeremiah 29:13, God said, "And you shall seek for me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." And then we moved into the New Testament, and we looked at Matthew chapter 6, verse number 6, where the Bible said, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. When thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." And again, another promise in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. The Word of God said, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. And then we looked at Matthew chapter 18, verse number 19, where the Bible said, again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 21:22, the Bible said, in all things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer believing, you shall receive. And then in Mark chapter 11, verse number 24, Jesus said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall receive them. And then in Luke chapter number 18, verse number 1, the Bible said, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And again I say to you, a praying man will not be a fainting man, and a fainting man is not a praying man. So prayer gives us strength for the battle to keep us from fainting and go on. Then I want you to notice again, the Bible said in John chapter 14, verse number 13 and 14, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. What a promise of prayer. Notice in John chapter 15, verse number 7. Hear the word of God said, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Then we have in Ephesians chapter number 3, verse number 20, where the Bible said, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. There are just multitudes of promises of prayer throughout the word of God. The Bible said in James chapter number 5, verse number 16, confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Then one of my favorite promises is in 1 John chapter 3, verse number 22, where the Bible said, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments, and we do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And then notice again, 1 John chapter 5, verse number 14 and verse number 15. The Bible said, and this is a confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Now, I've given you maybe as many as a dozen promises of prayer from the word of God. And may I repeat the words of the songwriter in the song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. He said, oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Oh, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. The Bible said in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse number 5, the Bible said, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. And then he said in verse number 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, with thanksgivings, let your requests be made known unto God. So there you have the promises that God lays out for us in the word of God concerning prayer. He said in Matthew chapter 7, verse number 7 and verse number 8, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened unto him. I'm emphasizing the fact that this Bible teach us that God promises to hear the prayers of his people and answer those prayers. So we saw thus far the purpose of praying, the place of prayer, the pattern of prayer, and the promises of prayer. Let me just take the time that remains on the broadcast today and mention very briefly the privilege of prayer. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. I want you to listen to me, dear saint, today. Listen to the word of God. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 15, "For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." Now notice verse number 16. The Bible said, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." Thank God, in the time of need, I can come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help. Then the privilege of prayer is revealed again in 1 Peter chapter number 5, verse number 7, where the word of God said, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." Friend, again, there is nothing too small, there's nothing too great for our God. And there's nothing too important or non-important for you and I to pray over. So the word of God teaches us that we have a living priest, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, sitting at the right hand of God the Father as the great high priest over the church that ever liveth to make intercession for us. And he gives us a standing invitation to come boldly to the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. He gives us a standing invitation to cast all our care upon him, for he careth for us. And then let me give again Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 6. What a privilege this verse is. The Bible said to be careful for nothing. Don't be overloaded with care. Don't be over anxious. Don't be filled with anxiety. Don't worry about things. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. Help us in our prayer life, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the radio stations that carry the Harvest Time broadcast. November is our anniversary month. On the first Monday in November of 2002, I began broadcasting the Harvest Time broadcast. God has been so good to us. Lives have been blessed. We've had a report of one dear lady being saved by listening to the broadcast, and God has blessed us. We're on about 45 to 50 stations as we pass through our anniversary month. And I need to hear from a number of you. Your letter will be a vote to keep the broadcast on your station during the coming year. So I encourage you, take a few moments today as we leave the air, pray for us, and then sit down and write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address your letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. Be sure to include the call letters of the station you listen to, and your letter will be a vote to keep the broadcast on the air where you're listening. God bless you until the next broadcast.
I do not.